96.1 KLPX. You know him as the voice of Queensryche. Now he's doing his own thing, Operation Mindcrime. I have Jeff Tate on the line. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Beth.
We are so excited here in Tucson for your brand new album, The Key, with your band Operation Mindcrime. So what made you decide to name your band after the 1988 Queensryche album rather than doing something completely different, not related to your Queensryche years?
Well, I was looking for a name or a phrase that my fans could recognize quickly and would kind of help locate me on the internet, make it easy for them to find out what I was doing. And I also wanted a name that sort of set the tone for what I was doing musically right now, which is focusing on concept records or storytelling records.
It was a little over a year ago that you did your Queensryche farewell tour with the name, since you no longer use that name. But what made you decide to jump right back into music right away after doing that farewell?
Well, I did take a break for about a year. Yeah, that's about all I can take, really.
I know that you have a few dates on your calendar at OperationMindcrime.com, a few shows scheduled overseas, but do you plan to do any stateside dates coming up?
Yeah, the European tour starts November 13th in Germany, mm-hmm. and we'll be touring till I believe, the end of the year there. And I believe the U.S. dates will start around beginning of February.
For everyone who hasn't followed you as you've moved on to this new project with Operation Mindcrime, give us a rundown of who's in your band.
Well, I didn't really want to have a band necessarily. I wanted to create a project which is a little bit more open-ended, without all the dire commitments of a band and the limitations that a band brings with it. And that was mostly because I'd spent so many years in a band. So I created this project, which is an artistic project of like-minded people gathered together to create music. So on this record, The Key, which is the first album of a trilogy, we have Brian Tishy, Simon Wright, and Scott Mercado on drums. Mm-hmm. We have John Moyer and Dave Elfson on bass. We have Scott Motten and Kelly Gray on guitars. Randy Gain and myself on keyboards. Also, a young singer from Ireland named Mark Daly.
And since you said it's more of a project than a band, does that mean for the rest of the trilogy you could possibly add more names to the concept album?
Yeah, it is possible for the third album, because we're not finished writing that yet. Or the second one is actually very close to being finished. It's just that it's all been written and recorded. We're just at mixing stage now.
Where did you come up with the ideas behind the albums?
Well, I've always liked the idea of a trilogy, because mm-hmm. It gives you a lot of room in order to tell a story. While I was in Spain last year, my wife and I took a hike, the Camino de Santiago trail that goes 500 miles across northern Spain. And when you're on a hike like that, it's kind of a brain kind of clearing experience, at least for me. I found just kind of concentrating on putting one foot in front of the other kind of opens your mind to contemplation. And I think through that, the story just kind of came to me. And so I spent the month hiking through Spain writing the story. And when I returned to Seattle, got started composing music for the album, and I've just kind of been on a roll ever since.
Now that you'll be touring behind the new album, do you plan on performing any songs from your Queensryche years on tour?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be playing quite a selection of songs from my Queensryche years, as well as the new album.
At one point, you and Bruce Dickinson got on stage with Rob Halford and decided to jam out together. Do you think that could be a possibility for the future? Maybe you'll create an album together, because I know the fans would dig it.
Well, it would be an intriguing project. I definitely would be open for it, but we haven't discussed it. It was just kind of a one-time performance. Bruce and I went to Rob's show in London years and years ago, and he asked us to come on stage and sing one of his songs with him, so we did.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for being on the show today. And if you would like to check out Operation Mindcrime's brand new album, The Key, it's in stores right now. You can also find them online at OperationMindcrime.com.